Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Amazing as it is, man, I was caught into the moment of the music, man, with the TI Motivation. Good morning on Motivated Monday. This is the Monday Morning Grind Radio Show. We are absolutely excited. My name is Kijana Owens. I'm your humble host on this show this morning, every Monday morning, 6 a.m. on the West Coast, 8 a.m. down there in Texas on the South Side and the Central Standard Time, and 9 a.m. on the East Coast. So we're on West Coast time, but the East Coast grind. Man, good morning. Again, as we always do, we are grateful to be alive today. We embrace the journey that God has put us on, and whatever you're doing, man, we pray that it's blessed. We safety, you know, being smart in this time. Man, well, we're going to talk about solutions over situations, as we always do here. You know, those of you out there with visions, ideas, plans, designs, some of that stuff has been halted. You know, some of us have faced some catastrophic situations, you know, in this time. And, you know, people like you are looking for people like you, people that are driven. Humble, you know, coachable, willing to receive new information, face some scenarios in life, you know, focused and hungry, you know, family oriented, thinking about solutions, you know, more than situations, you know, committed, willing, loves to help others, and has a visionary mindset. And to say that, those same people are looking for you, finding each other, stay encouraged out there. Today, I'm going to have on a pretty cool. Yes, I'm really excited and honored to be able to have her on. My brother in success, Neosha Morris, who's always my duo right there, is an amazing young man out here doing some major things in the Southern California business landscape. Those of you out there listening to the sound of my voice this morning, I knew that you have everything that it takes to win. This is not Pinocchio, where he says, "You have potential." Not that, right? But it is. Whatever you subscribe to do, you're going to have to do it. That's the one thing about it. So what we're going to do, we're going to drop in a verse, play a little a commercial here, and get ready for our first guest, which will be an amazing doctor who's looking to help people all over the world. She's done some amazing things. We'll have her on the other side. You are on the Monday Morning Grind with Kijana, the key man on We Talk Radio Network at WeTalkRadio.com. All All right. I'm happy. I am. I hope you are out there. We are live today. I made a post the other day. Just, you know, what a blessing it is to be alive. You know, that means that we have purpose today. And my purpose right now, I'm going to bring on my co-host up right quick. Mr. Neosha Morris, my brother in success. Man, this brother's out there making a difference and an impact in a major way all the time. He's a home-based business owner, you know, a leader in network marketing. My partner, my brother, Mr. Neosha Morris. I got you on the line there.
Yes, sir, Mr. Owens. You got me right here. Can you hear me loud and clear?
I hear you loud and clear, man. As we look at these solutions over situations, you know, I know you're out there. And just how you doing? How you feeling? What are you seeing out there?
Doing amazing, sir. Just thank you again for allowing me to join you on this radio show. You and your producers, man, you guys do a fabulous job out here in the morning, reaching the people. And I'm doing very well out here, sir. I'm still an essential worker, and I will be going into work today. I work for the United States Postal Service, so just being safe and being cautious.
Still out there, so salute. Salute to you. That's why we're on here today. You know, we're going to talk about difference makers. And our first guest we got on the line is an amazing woman. She has been an impact, a speaker, author, a business leader, a coach. She's been in the women's, you know, nurturing and care industry for decades. I'll allow her to address what her mission is, which Dr. Linda Amerson, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dr. Amerson. Salute to you.
Good morning.
Tell us how you're doing down in Dallas, Texas. How are you feeling?
I am doing fantastic. I'm happy to see another beautiful day and to be your guest today on this wonderful radio show platform.
Oh, man, it's an honor. It's all mine. I truly believe that, as I was saying on the initial entrance, that people like you are looking for people like you. Whatever you present to the world is what's also looking for you. And you are an encourager. You're an impact person. It's been an honor to know you since I met you back in 2009 or so. You've continued to develop. But tell the people a little bit about yourself and the impact of what you're doing today and your vision for tomorrow.
Absolutely. Well, my actual profession, I am a board-certified trichologist, which is an expert in alopecia and scalp disorder conditions for men, women, and children. So I've been on this journey for 39 years, and it has been a beautiful journey. So in my practice, I actually am located in Arlington, Texas, LA's Hair and Scalp Clinic. And we get to the root of the problem microscopically, and then we give our patients a diagnosis, and we see so many different conditions in our patients who come in. Some of them will come in and complain about scalp conditions. So that one include the dry, flaky, oily, itchy scalp condition, hair breakage, hair thinning, patchy alopecia. They talk about baldness, and so the degree of severity, it does vary per individual. And then we have those who come in and they have just a combination of different things that's going on with their scalp and their hair. So we address those particular conditions as well. We address the most severe conditions of the scalp, and then we look to restore the hair. And, you know, in this climate right now in the world with the COVID-19 pandemic and the stress factors, stress is at a very, very high status. And since my clinic is in a temporary closure status, I had to have a plan B in place. And so I've been able to offer virtual consultations to our patients. And that has been working out just beautifully for our new patients. So we're able to do the virtual consultations, then I give a diagnosis, and then recommend a plan of action. As a bonus, for those individuals who live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, they can still come into our clinic once we are allowed to reopen and we are still offering the microscopic analysis for the new patient. So that's
right.
Being received very, very well. For our existing patients, we encourage them to continue to use our treatment product line. So we have our own exclusive product line, Dr. Amerson's Therapeutic Essentials. And that has been on the market for over 14 years. And we have received just wonderful global testimonials of our products being very successful to address many of the common scalp disorders, as well as help with hair restoration.
That is what I wanted to really impact the people with. See, I knew that people know the tip of the iceberg, but look at the entirety of your vision, how to adjust in the time. You're looking at solutions
right.
over situations. You're prepared to be able to make the adjustments appropriate to keep your business viable during a time where most just don't know what to do. Amazing. In this time right now, one of the reasons why, the people need to know why. I got to think about the Girl Scout cookies. We were talking on a pre-call, I think, and I was sharing
mm-hmm.
that the Girl Scout, how many Girl Scout cookies have you bought? I proved this theory to you.
Okay. Every year I'm supporting some Girl Scout.
Right. You came out of this store, they had another troop or whatever they call them, a gang whatever, you know, the cute one was out front, right? So, it's, man, I just got a 2-pack for my niece, you know. Let me get a pack for me, right? Let me get another pack. But we do that because of the story. How could you negate the power of a dollar to young women, young girls that are aspiring to be something? So, see, the story of why Dr. Amerson yourself is so powerful is because you make a difference in people's lives that haven't had an opportunity to see that they have something given to them. So you've been repairing life through your calling. So tell people why you even see the industry more so than how it works.
My reason for going into this particular field was I saw there was a need that was not being fulfilled. And I do have a background as an educator in the beauty industry. However, I saw another vision where I wanted to take my to the next level. So that's when I decided to invest in my education. And that's so important, to invest in your education when you're trying to go to another level in your business, whatever it is. And so it was a very, very wise investment for me. And I went through the entire curriculum, and that's how I was able to complete my dissertation. And then I had to present it in front of the medical board to receive my doctorate in trichology.
Wow.
And so yes, it was very intense curriculum, Kijana. Yes.
But you see, people, the process is why is more important than how it became a vehicle. Now you've been all around the country, not just doing empowerment, hair, or you know the treatments, but you've been repairing lives, man. I want to bring and you turn it's also a business, so it's a leverage opportunity as well. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Now, I just want to bring on my leverage brother, my brother's success here, talk about leverage income and how smart it is to have a leverage income platform, regardless of the platform. You must have an opportunity to build a network that produces net worth. So I want to bring on my brother, Neosha, and have you introduce you and him to each other. Neosha, you've heard the wonderful Dr. Amerson this morning. Dr. Amerson, this is Neosha Morris, my brother's success, a network building guy just
okay.
like ourselves. And just the power of networking and how Dr. Amerson is in front of the curve, sir.
Great morning, Dr. Amerson. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Doing great.
Awesome. Awesome, man. I learned a lot right here. I have my notepad out, and I've just been writing. real quick, is it trichology?
Trichology.
Trichology. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yes,
yeah, break that down for me a little bit. Kind of educate me on that slightly a little bit more.
Okay, trichology. It is the Latin word for the study of alopecia and scalp disorder condition. So trico means hair in Latin, And ology is the expertise or the specialty in that particular field. So it's actually hair loss and scalp disorder condition.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, absolutely. That's actually the first time I ever heard that word in my adult life. So
that's okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for that. You know, I love to learn and actually to get information like that because we run across so many people. Me and my partner, Success, Kijana Owens here, and we like to refer people and we like to encourage and help people as well. So I'm glad I'm being educated on the subject. And I would like to also just, you know, salute you as well and using that leverage piece and taking your business online. And, you know,
yes.
As we know today, you know, if you don't have a .com, you have a .com.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, if you look at all the stores today, I was just taking a look at this last week, you know, Walmart, for instance, and Target and other companies, they don't close their doors during pandemics and different time downtimes like this. This is where they thrive and they have a lot of success.
Yeah.
You know, so I definitely salute you for finding a way to leverage and go online and allow and do those consultations and do business online. And that
mm-hmm.
is amazing. And I definitely salute you for that. And boy, I'm excited about it. Mr. Owens.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm fired up. You know, Dr. Emerson, what I would like to do is as we, I always want to bring a value. I got an amazing person that wants to just chime in a little bit here on the power of it. And what I would like to do with you after that is talk about daily modes of operation during this time. I know you got a work process that you, as a professional in business, even during this time, I'd like for you to just have a discussion of how you continue to work your day like business as usual in the middle of everything. But I got this guest. Would you mind doing that with me?
Sure.
I know it. Thank you. I'm going to bring this young lady on. It's the reason, actually, for the season. The founder, the visionary for We Talk Radio. She's got a quick second. I wanted to bring her in just to impart on, you know, solutions over situations and how we even got going this morning. Kia D.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. The grind is real. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
The grind is real.
Great the grind morning. Is real.
Hey, tell us, Kid D, you know, your vision for the show. I'm glad to be able to just be on board where we put a show that we can make an impact through. But as you just got a minute, you know, some of the things that you see, you know, solutions over situations and being able to just make a difference with the show as we got Dr. Emerson on this morning. What do you see is going on out there, my sister?
Thank you, Doctor, for coming on to the show. We really, really appreciate it. We appreciate your input and your expertise. You know, right now, people are just losing their minds. Seriously, from one day to the next, we're either losing our jobs or we're strained at our jobs because now our jobs they don't trust us. You know, we're having to work from home. So they're putting equipment in the house, sound equipment, video equipment that is allowing them to see what we're doing on a daily basis when we're working. And then there's an element of, are you watching me when I'm not working? Like, so there's that whole element, right? Now, that's not everybody's job from home, but a lot of people are having to deal with these additional stresses. On top of, when I go to the grocery store, am I going to get Rona and possibly die? Like, there are so many elements that are happening, and this is something that we've never seen, we've never experienced. Even our ancestors have not seen this moment. This moment is specifically designed just for us, and if we know anything about God, He's not going to bring you to that moment if He's not going to bring you through that entire moment. So no matter who you are, let me just say this, across the globe, no matter who you are, no matter what it is that you are going through, you will make it. You know, one of the things that is so important that I heard you guys talking about today, this show is really important. This show is at the top of the morning on a Monday morning. People hate Mondays because it's like, oh, that dreary, boomy, so down kind of day. And for me, it's that day where I get to start everything over. Look, I screwed up everything last week. Let's start it all over on a Monday morning, right? That's how I look at Mondays. And that's how we got to look at this thing. Let's start it all over. This is a moment to regroup, recap, get our thoughts together. And it may be, we might not even be able to think. So, Kia, how can I get my thoughts together? Listen, God is saying in this moment, in this time, he is needing this from you. You've been begging him for a moment, an opportunity. You've been saying, God, I just need some sleep. God, I just need some time. God is giving you all the time you need right now. Right now. Don't waste it. Do not waste it. There may be a book in your belly that needs to be written. There are, last night on the show that we talked about, Shine Low Radio Show, we talked about addictions. There are so many addictions that come because our minds are idle. Stay busy. And one of the things that Kijana, this great, amazing show that happens at the top of the Monday morning, talked about today was making sure your business was online. One of the things, there was a young man that said something a moment ago, you either have a .com business or a not-com business. I think that's what he said. Boy, I almost jumped out of my seat. I said, well, boy, if he didn't hit it, he knew exactly. If you're not online, if your business, especially right now, is not online, if you're not finding ways, Kijana Owens will tell you. I called him yesterday. Look, T, I'm missing something. I need my online presence to be up. Let me figure out. Help me out because you got the Success Express. I want to pay you to help me do what I need to do. I want to hire your company that's online, that has the presence and the wherewithal and the knowledge to help my business more, grow more online. I reached out to him just yesterday because I know for an absolute fact there are things I'm missing, places I'm missing. There are places online. There are websites just like the doctors that I could post on where people are going, that I could put my flyer on and say, hey, look, those are the things that we need to be doing. Those are the things that we need to do. We need to come together as a community. There are so many of us who are separated. Let's come together as a community. Put those businesses out there online. Get busy. Get your mind out of the idle place. Let go of those addictions. It's time to work. God has got a plan for you. Kijana, I'm so sorry. You should not have asked on a Monday morning, okay, brother, to
wait,
come
wait,
on
wait, wait,
show.
Put the cash app. Look. Put the cash app. Put the cash app out there, man.
Cashapp.com,
whatever that is, man.
Hilarious.
Get your blessing, man. But that is amazing. That's exactly where we spoke. And this is what I say to any listener out there. When you're speaking to people, what are you speaking about? Are you speaking on solutions or are you speaking on situations? Man, you could sit there for hour after hour listening to the situation. Man, that goes on and on. Man, what are you going to do about it? When I speak with individuals like Dr. Amerson, Kia D, Neosha Morris, and the multitudes of leaders out there, man, my brother DL is a barber. He's taking barbering across the world where he has interpreters teaching Chinese. What you can do with your passion is amazing. Mm-hmm. And that is exactly what this show is about. That's why I said Monday morning, because I believe that if you will put yourself where they won't work, where you work will be the work that they will want to do. Man, you can't. Boy, you got to be fired up this morning, Kid D. I know you got to get on. Impact our listeners though with some tips from Dr. Amerson and I and Neosha as we talk about daily methods of operation for success in this situation as you work from home. Meaning, people. Right now, you used to wake up at 4 so you could get there by 6:30. Now that you have to go down the hallway, you waking up at 6:15, getting down the hallway. Why can't you do for you what you could do for them? We're gonna talk about that. Kid D, salute to you. Thank you for allowing me to once again, you know, have a show on the radio here, especially on a Monday morning, and I'll let you get to it, boss lady.
I appreciate it. Listen, if you guys want to find us, you can check us out every single day at www.wetalkradio.com. That's wetalkradio.com. We appreciate everyone who's tuned in today. Dr. Linda Amerson?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, Doc. I want to give you a big old hug. I did not realize that was you.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It is so he said something a second ago, because I didn't hear the beginning of the show, so I didn't really know. I didn't know, but I heard you say a moment ago, trick, you know, the hair.
Trichologist.
See, I don't know what it is. You see what I'm saying? And I was like, wait a minute, the only person that I know that knows everything about that is Dr. Linda. So it is so good to know that you are on this show with the incredible and great Dr. Key today. He is absolutely amazing, and y'all two together are a powerhouse. Let me tell you something. What? If you have any problems at all with your hair, your scalp, if you're trying to figure out why your scalp is so dry, if you're trying to figure out anything about your hair, my hair will not grow. If you have a question about hair, period, point blank, she is the person that you need to speak with. This young lady has an expertise like none other, period, point blank. So I'm excited to have you on the show tonight and on the show today. And Kijani, y'all keep working. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Y'all keep listening to the show. It's amazing. We appreciate it. I love y'all so much.
Love you too.
Hey, man. You know, you got me fired up. You might just tell I'm on my feet. You know, it's real with me. You know, it's totally real with me. I'm totally committed. So let's talk about some things. Let's give some people some tips. I will go to a break, but I think we just need to keep on making a difference here. I'm going to go to you, Neosha, real quick. And working, you know, from home, your own home base, or even if you're working for a company and you happen to work from home, how is making an adjustment to doing what you would do if boss was over your shoulder when it's not your own boss?
Man, what a great question. It's easy to stay in my PJs and lounge around and, you know, and lay in the bed and kind of listen to webinars and things like that in your PJs. But however, you know, we must master our daily routine. So we need to, you know, for me now, as I'm getting up, getting dressed, I'm already up early anyway. I'm at 4 a.m. like you are, sir. And I'm up exercising and prayer first. And then getting ready for the day, doing some personal development, tackling the very first thing that's of importance on my list of things to do. Looking at my goals, reciting my goals, scheduling time for emails and Facebook and Instagram and things like that, and just keeping a clean and private workspace, which I was continue to work on and make it distraction-free and have a quiet place where you can work and just do business, sir.
Absolutely. I'm going to go right over to the amazing Dr. Amerson. Now, you've been yourself for years. What's the key for self-government? Meaning, man, at work, when you get to work at 8 o'clock, if you haven't done the task that you're supposed to do by in between 8 and 10, depending on how your boss is, they either walk over there kind of cool, hey, yeah, you know, you do the, what's it called? Oh, that's right, and you get to it. Or you come over, hey, man, you got about 10 minutes before the next break. What's up with the, whatchamacallit? It depends. But you got to make that person appear for yourself. How do you do that?
You know, first of all, it's a mindset. And I am so blessed and thankful that I've always been an entrepreneur. So getting up, I do pray first, and then I exercise. Exercise, mm-hmm. It helps getting that circulation and helps get your body moving. And so that helps overall. And then having breakfast. There's so many people who do not realize the importance of breakfast. You got to put something nutritious in your body. And this helps to get your metabolism to working at its optimal level. So it all works together. And then you can have a more productive day. Starting off in the morning, taking care of your temple. And then you'll be able to address and help other consumers who need my services.
Man, that now that makes excellent sense. You know, I'm on the grindology. You know, I'm the grind. I mean, look, my alarm is like doo 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 doo, but I don't even like for the alarm to go off because I don't want to affect the house. So I wake up about 5 minutes before my alarm to prepare the day. You know why? I'm driven. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
I want more. You know why? I'm willing to do what they won't do, not because I want to catch them, but because I believe in what I'm doing, and I'm not want to do it. I'm not have to do it, man. I get to do it. If you could get that mindset, if you could get
mm-hmm.
that mindset and attach it to the why, when it's hard, right? You know, everybody faces that. So, you know, daily mode of operation to help folks, you know, create one for yourself. Just like if you had to create, you're never late for work. Why late for your own success? You don't miss
mm-hmm.
the meetings at work, but you can miss the meetings for your own success. You don't miss the training call that they said at work, but for some reason. And then that's one step, like you said. You know, I make my day, like you said. You know, I talk to him. I give Lord his time. I'm thankful for this day. I thank God for waking me up. And the only reason that I woke up is because he has something for me to do. So with that, I put together a program, and let's I'll go back to you again, Dr. Emerson. What are some practical steps applicable? You every day you kind of do this. This is from 8 to 10. Do you have anything like that that you follow for yourself? Appointment setting, follow ups, those kinds of deals.
Yes, I do check my phone for any messages for someone who may have called or text me, and I follow up with those phone calls or emails as well, and follow up with that, and then I get ready to start my day and get ready for my first appointment who may come, you know, into the office, and that's pretty much how I will start the first segment of my day.
So so you got segments of the day. Everybody's got a different kind of grind, if you will. You know, and I'll just I'm gonna go over to Mr. Morris there. Self-discipline. You know, how do you self-govern your day as a business owner with an additional, part-time. With a full-time opportunity business, you know, how do you get your day consistent?
I think it's the routine, Mr. Owens. Our routine, our daily routine, and like I said, mode of operation, setting our goals and planning our day ahead of time. Me being, like I said, essential worker, still work for the United States Postal Service from 9 to 5. And as I mentioned, we're 4 a.m. grinders, myself and you, getting up and just planning my day. That morning is already set, already planned. So all I do is just plug right into my routine. And once I get done with work, it's the same thing. I clock out from them, and then I clock into me. So I give them 9 to 5, and I give myself 5 to 9, which is truly like 5 to midnight or whenever it's done as an entrepreneur, because if we can give that kind of time for someone else's last name, what about our last name and our legacy? I just didn't really witness it, but I heard about the NFL draft, and I'm pretty sure we all heard and witnessed that before. These young men are coming out of college and getting these nice contracts and starting a new millionaire life. For something they did that they put work in for 10, 15 years of their life. And now they're reaping rewards for it. But now they're creating income and wealth for their last names. What about us? Are we willing to put that grind in for our last names? So we need to think about it, you know, when we're out working and putting in 40 to, who knows, $100 a week for someone else.
Man, we don't have to get the people to give you the Cash App now. Wait a minute, man. Because we're going to have the people be able to get your information and why they need to consult with you about this. And, man, that is That is amazing. I subscribe to if you are willing to do what it takes, overcome the obstacles. They're going to be insane. They're going to seem insurmountable. We got an amazing God. How can we be people of faith with so little faith? Sometimes, you know, just in this window, as Kia D, I'm going to go back to what Kia D, just to kind of paraphrase. This is one of the most catastrophic, we've never, I was looking around, I said, this is really crazy. These people driving around with masks, you know. And wait a minute, you know. Now, I've been in the e-commerce world for so long that it excited me. I'm like, wow, everyone's online now. But you can have a total other person. Wow, now I got to get online. Look at the other side of the spectrum. We are on a side of the spectrum that's making the adjustments, making the changes to say, keep our business, our goals, our aspirations, our pursuits, our family legacy. And as Mr. She said doctor earlier. I'm smiling now because she called me Dr. Key. No, Dr. Morris. I'm going to tell him with Cash App over here. He said, man, listen, if you don't have a .com, you have a .com. You are ineffective. You are waiting for the wave to come to see what's going to happen and see what the other side will present, as opposed to, as you said, Dr. Abramson, as you said, Dr. Morris, and I subscribe to, grabbing a surfboard, running out there to that crazy wave to get on the other side and be ahead on the side of change before the change comes. Man, if you listen to the sound of our voice this morning, that impact you, you got to get up. You have to get up. You have to get up. And if we can help anybody today, Dr. Anderson, is in part, you know, the importance of staying, you know, or solutions over situations. And then I'll give you information about how people could reach you again and any current opportunities of what you have.
Okay, absolutely. Some information I would like to impart on someone, solutions. Okay, definitely the being online is a definite bonus. I would suggest webinars. Your expertise in a field, you can definitely be paid. You can create dough for what you know. And being online is an excellent, excellent.
I'm
going to
give me a Cash App sign. It's going to be a bail. You could get dough for what you know. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
The online presence, it creates so many opportunities through webinars, through having courses that also can be created. Which can lead to other speaking opportunities, and definitely have that website.com. That is very, very important for entrepreneurs. You need to have a .com
and
to stay relevant.
You're on fire. You are absolutely on fire. I would say this to exactly what you said. Let's give them your .com. Your information on how they can contact you, any trainings or whatever you may have. And I would say this about, you know, what you know could make you dough. And he is instilled in us so much. That's that phrase is biblical if you look for it in the text. I'm not a Bible quoter guy, you know, or any of that. But what it says is you can get paid for what you're blessed to have. In this window of adversity, you could create an opportunity for yourself. There's people out here with masks and mask.com. I don't know. I'm just saying. Right. So thank you, Dr. Anderson. Please tell us how people can reach you.
Yes, absolutely. Give me a call for an appointment or product information, 817-265-8854, 817-265-8854. And please visit our website at hairandscalpessentials.com, hairandscalpessentials.com. Check out our awesome testimonials, our websites. We do have an educational course that we're finalizing that is going to be available in the very near future. We love speaking opportunities to women's groups, children's groups, church groups to continue to spread the education about alopecia and scalp disorder conditions.
Boom. That is nice. Absolutely. Absolutely. Got to know what you do. Amazing. Thank you for being on this morning. Thank you for imparting. Thank you for impacting women. I'm looking forward to you. I have a special request that I'll ask you about your services, someone I know. So we'll talk about that. I'm excited about that. Didn't even think about it. You see? There it
okay.
is.
Okay.
All right. All right. Great. Hey, and I'm going to most definitely thank you for your time this morning. You have a phenomenal day. And you guys reach out to Dr. Amerson right there in Dallas-Fort Worth, you know, but virtually all over the world because she's made the adjustments. You see? All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right.
Okay, hey, thank you so much.
You got it, you got it. I'm going to swing over to you right there out of Ontario, California there, Dr. Neosha Moore. She's just been boosted, man, DR. Man, tell us about that .com or the .com and how people can connect with you in any way for how you are developing business in the industry of network marketing when the time of now is where network marketing has become one of the most viable resources to income in the middle of the adversity, sir.
Man, thanks a lot for the upgrade to doctor. I tell you what, they can start paying me like a doctor. I guess I will send in the cash.
Cash out, yeah. Cash out, yeah.
Oh, man, yes, that's sir. The easiest PhD someone earned in a lifetime, right? But absolutely, yeah, sir. We're company Planet Marketing. We're an online business provider, and we offer online income as well for long-term sustainable income for anybody that want to start an online business from home. And we are in the business of travel. So obviously travel is on pause and hold now. But however, we've been endorsed by a gentleman by the name of Eric Warrior, seven-figure income earner in the network marketing arena and a top author with a book called Go Pro. And he let everybody know, as well as we let everybody know, just get prepared, get educated, and this travel boom is going to happen because everybody has cabin fever right now. People are locked in their homes. People are ready to get to those beaches, get back on those cruise ships and things like that. So, however, we do offer up to 6 paychecks online just by simply doing a little bit of referral marketing. Everyone do it all the time. We always refer people to different restaurants and shoe sales and so many things we have gave referrals to and never been compensated for it. But here at Planet Marketing, we'll definitely do that for you. And you can reach me at 909-816-0094. Again, 909-816-0094. And we can talk right there. Have a great day, guys. Appreciate you having me on the show. Dr. Amerson, pleasure being on the show with you as well.
Yes, likewise. Likewise.
Man, I'm over here cheesing in the middle right here. You know, man, this is an amazing connection being made as well. I will connect the two of you. I'm sure just intelligent conversation produces intelligent progress. I just know that. And I'm blessed to be able to do that. So thank you all for tuning in to the show this morning. Man, my name is Kijana Owens. I am a founder of Success Express Marketing Solutions. You know, our business is cultivating more business for businesses. So those of you that own a business, maybe you're not getting the traction you need. Maybe the idea is just not taking. Maybe you just don't even know where to start or go or begin or what is to do, you know, with it, you know, and how can you get started now, you know. I would love to speak with you. Let's connect. You could reach me if you text Solutions Over Situations to 909-686-1698. That's 909-686-1698. Text Solutions Over Situations. I'll respond with some information. We'll set a time to speak. You can visit me at successexpressmktg.com. That's successexpressmktg, short for marketing.com. Check that out. Visit us there. Look at some of the services that we have, you know, contact form in there, and we'll surely connect and speak. Obviously, man, we salute to We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network, Kia D, founder and a visionary of this great platform right here, global, worldwide. Those of you that are listening, go to the page, you know, give a review. Let us know what we could do better. Let us know some topics you'd like to speak on. And again, I thank my guest this morning, Dr. Linda Amerson. You are phenomenal. You are blessed. You are visionary. You are success in motion. It is amazing, and I'm honored to be connected to you. My brother, the newly crowned doctor, Neosha Morris, thank you for co-hosting with me and bringing your doctorate degree on board. We'll get the Cash App out there to the people so that they can impart as well. And, again, on behalf of We Talk Radio, I am Kijana Owens, and this is the Monday Morning Grind Radio Show. Get up, get it, because you got it. We out.
Gotta get on your job, tell them, haters, get on your job, motivation, get on your job, tell them, haters, get on your job, hey, motivation, haters, better get on your job, tell them, haters, get on your job, motivation. Suck, get on your job. If you hate, get on your job. You can look me in my eyes, see I'm ready for whatever. Anything don't kill me, make me better. I ain't dead yet. And you can take the fame and the cheddar and the game and the deal. I'm still a go-getter. Take my freedom for the moment, but it ain't forever. I got the spirit of a god, heart of a killer. I'm a king. See, hanging with some cold killers. I ain't never back.
Motivation, you can take it, only gonna inspire.
Motivation,
all your hating is fuel to my fire. say what you doing, trying to do somebody cold.
Hey.
I just let the music come from my soul, so all of my people can stay on the floor. They got a brand new dance, you gotta move your muscles. Brand new dance, it's called a Cupid Shuffle. It don't matter if you're young or you're old.
Here we go.
We gonna show you how
hey.
It goes.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.